This is Dr. Bill Lampton, the Speech Coach for Champions. Join me weekly for the Speech Coaching Radio Show right here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, authors, and top executives who have experienced great success as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Yolanda Baker, who is an accountant and author helping the disabled cut their health care cost. Yolanda, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
You are welcome. So tell us what started your journey into writing this book.
Well, I am an accountant, and when my husband and I discovered that our 18-month-old son had autism, the first 12 months we did every sort of assessment, testing, therapy, nutritional supplements. We went down the list of everything that was recommended. And at the end of the 12-month period, we discovered that the majority of our health care costs for our son were not going to be covered by insurance, mostly because of mistakes that I made. And the amount totaled to a little over half of my husband's annual salary. And so at that point, because I'm an accountant and I have a background in taxation, I decided to look into the tax code to see what kind of medical expenses are deductible. I found quite a few that applied to our situation, and within 2 years' time, using a unique method that I accidentally discovered, I was able to save $28,000. I got that amount back from all the medical costs from my son's therapy expenses.
That is outstanding. Tell us, what does the acronym BITE, B-I-T-E, in your book's title stand for?
Well, BITE is the acronym, and it stands for budgeting, insurance, specifically health insurance, taxes, and employer-sponsored health plans. And my book talks about the BITE Your Bills method that I created, in which if you use all those according to what I put in the book, you should be able to get some reimbursement back from your medical costs. I can't guarantee a specific amount, but for my example, there's nothing special about my family that we did in order to get that back, and I felt compelled to share this with everyone, to share the Bite Your Bills method.
And I think it's an outstanding idea. What group do you think will benefit the most from your method or this method?
Primarily families with disabled dependents, either children or adult children. And specifically those families that have steady employment, whose employer offers them health insurance and also employer-sponsored benefits such as health savings accounts and flexible spending accounts. I believe if you have those qualifications, you should be able to, using my method, be able to get a reimbursement back from medical expenses.
Today we're joined by Yolanda Baker, the author of Bite Your Bills, Cutting Medical Expenses for the Disabled, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. What health cost savings techniques would you like to inform the audience about?
Well, one of my favorites, I don't think I discovered it, but it's something that really helps me to save, is that I created what I call a medical checking account. And I went to my local credit union, just opened up a regular checking account, but it is solely used for my son's medical expenses. And what I do is I keep spare change in a jar. Whenever I use cash, I always use bills, and then from the change that I get, I put it into the jar. When the jar fills up, I take it to the credit union and deposit it into that medical checking account. And any sort of refunds, especially tax return refunds, I put a portion of that into the checking account so that eventually, after several months, you'll have a nice little account balance that will help you with medical costs that are not covered by your health insurance.
And yet another great idea. How will you spread the message of the Bite Your Bills method? What is your vision there?
Well, my vision is to try to correspond with every American family who has a disabled or chronically ill child, to let them know that, you know, first off, they're not alone, that I went through a similar situation, but I was able to find a way to find the funding to provide more therapy for my son. And I'm spreading the word via social media, contacting people via email and phone, contacting clinics. And if any clinics or doctor's offices or hospitals that are listening, I provide free seminars, free webinars, and my book will be coming out in the fall. In the meantime, in August, I'm going to have an abridged version of the book at a lower price. So if anyone is interested and they're listening, visit my website at biteyourbills.com for more info.
That certainly sounds like a plan. She is Yolanda Baker, the author of Bite Your Bills, Cutting Medical Expenses for the Disabled. And once again, the website of reference and information is biteyourbills.com. Yolanda, thanks so much for joining us today and sharing this great information here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.